All right, I'll leave us off with a awesome inspirational quote from yours truly, Kira.
I don't have one today.
Oh, come on. You can leave us with something. Today. I can't do one.
Why?
I'm not inspirational.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You are. Just come. You make me come up with them on the spot. You do it.
All right. Well, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to leave you with some words of wisdom.
It's emotional.
Welcome, ocean lovers. Welcome to the Sea Motionals podcast. Everything ocean conservation, animals, nature, recycling, space, and the universe combined. I am joined here to talk about everything nature with my co-host, Kira.
Hello, I'm here.
Yay! are you ready for our topic today?
I'm ready. I'm looking forward to sharing about this topic today and busting some myths on this topic today.
Ooh.
So we're talking about recycling, the recycling industry, and different myths, just sharing myths or facts about the recycling industry, because I know that, at least for me, I've heard a lot of contradicting information about recycling. I've had people tell me that recycling doesn't even do anything and why bother?
Ugh.
So I thought it would be good to dive deeper and actually look at the facts and share it with you so now you can know.
Yeah, we're going to play a little game with this. So if you guys are listening in the car on your way to work or whatever you're doing right now, you can play along because I will be the one playing this game while Kira takes the helm here. So feel free to join me in trying to guess these myths or truths.
I'm going to share a piece of information, and you have to tell me if you think it's a myth or a fact.
We should have, like, game music. Like, you know, like, before we start the game, it's like, yeah. All right, round one, myth one, do-do-do-do.
But yeah, so we produce a lot of trash on Earth, and some of it goes into giant landfills, but a lot of it ends up in waterways and into oceans and creates giant garbage islands.
Ugh, gross.
And it's estimated 30% of food scraps that we throw in the garbage we could have composted and not wasted, and 55% of what could have been recycled ends up in landfills. So we could do a lot better and recycle a lot more. The best way is, of course, to follow a zero-waste lifestyle and use less disposable items, but recycling is the next best thing, and sometimes we have to go that route. So
yeah, without further ado, I think we should
started.
Jump into it. All right, truth or myth, scenario one, dun dun dun.
All recycling just becomes trash.
That's the whole myth or truth.
Recycling just becomes trash. Yeah. Like recycling doesn't actually get recycled, and this is something I've heard from people before, and that's why I wanted to talk about it and see what you think.
Okay. So for me, because I used to, you know, we've done beach cleanups here at Sea Motionals, and I know that I used to actually take trash to companies to, you know, engage in a act of recycling. And I know for a fact that I believe that's a myth because I know what these companies do. I've seen them in action.
Did you see them do it?
Well, okay, no, I didn't see them. But I know they have machines that, like, you know, compress this stuff. And, like, I've seen, like, what they do. Like, they've given me brochures and pamphlets. Like, when I was like, yeah, let's start a, like, business partnership because I'm going to be probably coming to you a lot. Now, I don't know if, like, recycling bins and, like, just parks and other stuff like that go anywhere. I would hope they do, but I don't
right.
know. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say myth. And I hope by now users, or not users, oh my goodness. I hope now listeners at home, you have come up with something.
Yeah, so you're mostly correct. And I'm going to share a response
yes!
by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Good job. And while it is true that contamination can render some materials unfit for recycling, recycling corporations work hard to find markets for materials that are recycled. So with new technology to separate and salvage materials and emerging markets for these materials, recyclers often find it feasible to partner with their end users to identify opportunities for reuse. So some materials will eventually find their way to the landfill or incinerator because they shouldn't have been recycled in the first place. Educating consumers about what can and cannot be recycled will help reduce the amount of materials that must be disposed at waste. So for the most part, things do get recycled as long as you're doing it the correct way and that the recycling companies are finding other companies to use that recycled material.
That is good to hear. That is really good to hear.
Yes, so keep on it.
Ooh.
So here's the next one. You should crush your cans before recycling them.
Okay, just from, I believe I told you this the other day. So in New York, I don't know where all of our listeners are located. Some states are excluded from this, but there are some states that actually have bottle and can returns. And it's a requirement you do not crush your cans to put them in the bottle return or the can return because it won't work. So they do it for you. They actually crush it for you. I'm going to say maybe because they do crush it for you, this is just me, I'm going to say that is the truth because it does crush it. So I feel like you should pre-crush it maybe to have room. I don't know.
Well, I did find that like the practices for recycling have been changing, but right now it's actually better to not crush them because what happens is at the, you know, the sorting center, they are looking for flat items and at non-flat items. So if you crush it prior, it might think that it's paper and sort it improperly. So I guess it's better to not crush them because that will give it a better chance of getting sorted properly.
Right.
Yeah, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's in terms of like, you know, when you're in a recycling bin, say Disney has a recycling bin, it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo in there. Mm-hmm. I guess it's better to not crush that so they can sort that better versus in New York, the bottle returns are only bottles. So there's should be no plastic in there, no paper, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it might be different in like some factories or
places,
but that's the information I found. So don't crush the cans. They might think it's paper or they might think it's another item and not sort it correctly.
Darn, I'm one for one.
So the next one. So, you know, on plastic products, they have like a number with an arrow that's saying it's recyclable.
Yeah.
So do you think that if it has that on there, that it means it's automatically a recyclable item? Fact or myth?
I'm going to say that's a myth. That arrow doesn't justify that it's a recyclable item.
Is that just a guess or?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen the arrow on everything that is recyclable. Like some plastic, some cartons. that I know are recyclable.
But if it has it on there, does that mean it automatically can be recycled?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. So the answer is that it doesn't mean that...
I was right the first
time.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that it can automatically be recycled. So the plastic industry created it for identifying different types of plastic. And the code includes the recycling symbol, along with a number that identifies the type of resin used.
So there could be some items that have that on and they shouldn't be recycled.
Yeah, that is true.
Hmm.
It has no other meaning aside from identifying the type of plastic.
Oh, so it's like a plastic identifier, not a recycling identifier.
Right.
Hmm.
Alrighty. Are you ready for the next one?
Ready!
Or fact or myth. There's plenty of landfill space. Like, there's plenty of space left in the landfills.
I want to say the current landfills that we have, probably not, but we can always make more, which is really sad because then we would have to take land. Actually, you know what? I'm going to say there is definitely plenty of space in the landfills that we have because there's just so much of Earth that is just available to us. I would say yes.
That there's more space?
Yeah, there's definitely more space available.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth.
That is true. And the number of landfills in the United States is actually decreasing.
Oh, that's good.
But they did say like the landfills are larger in the past. So that's kind of like a little contradicting too. But recycling.
Or they're reducing them.
Yeah, they're reducing the amount of them. But recycling is largely responsible for reducing the landfill crisis, which makes sense, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting that I read this. Recycling's true value comes from preventing pollution and saving natural resources and energy, not landfill space. Does that make sense? Like recycling is more beneficial to reduce energy in producing other products versus like this space that it saves. I mean, of course it helps to save space as well, but that's not where its true power is.
Yeah, I mean, why would we waste material? You know, like we shouldn't make more plastics. The plastics we have, we should just be reusing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then only increasing plastic use per demand. But we should never be, we should be treating plastic, I feel, like energy. You cannot create nor destroy energy. You can only reuse energy. And then it dissipates and goes into something else. I feel like we should be thinking of plastic use in that way, where we should neither create nor destroy plastic. We should only reuse it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And landfills can be a major source of groundwater pollution too. So it's not just like saving the space or saving the energy. There's a lot of other things that landfills do negatively and how recycling can help. But yeah, I posted about that today actually on Instagram about how incredibly polluted our drinking water is and how they're starting to find it's related to like a lot of disease and cancer. And this could come back from the landfill situation that it's like leaking into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the solid waste landfills are a large source of methane emissions. So also like increasing global warming. So a lot of things related to
those darn landfills.
Yeah, they're gross.
On to the next one. Da-na-na-na.
So the act of recycling, like the whole process, the warehouse and everything, uses more energy than it prevents. Because it goes through a lot to recycle. You know, it's not just magic. It has to be transported and it has to be processed through the machines and then sorted and sent off. And
I would say, so I know that there's a lot of cargo transportation involved. I know there's keeping and maintaining the actual factories. And then I know there's the distribution of the recycled plastic to the respectful companies that use the recycled plastic. But again, with the amount of plastic that does go and paper and any recyclable product that goes into those facilities, there's such a high amount of products that go into those facilities. I want to say that no, that's not true, that the energy consumption is not higher. Because again, like, we're not making Tesla cars over here. We're just stamping down plastics and sorting them. Very low energy, like, production from robots that can do that.
Well, I found this statistic that it takes 95% less energy to recycle aluminum than it does to make it from raw materials.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Steel, 60%. Recycled newspaper, 40%. Recycled plastic, 70%.
Oh.
Recycled glass, 40%. These savings far outweigh the energy created as byproducts.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Recycling also helps to reduce our reliance on foreign oil by saving energy.
Hmm.
Also, I mentioned, like, reducing greenhouse gases.
That is really cool.
So overall, it definitely saves more energy than it uses.
Save. Do we have another one?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh.
Recycling rates are falling. Like, less people, less companies are recycling now.
Hmm.
Fact or myth?
I don't know about this one. I mean, I know a lot of companies use recycled materials in their products now, more than ever. But I don't know about the actual recycling. I feel like people just don't care today and just throw their trash wherever they want. In the street, in the trash cans, like, so I'm going to say true?
No.
Ah, more companies are recycling. That's good to hear.
Recycling rates are rising thanks to industry leadership and...
I have faith in humanity still.
According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. recycling rate for PET plastics, which package many of our food and beverages, including plastic bottles, increased from 2% in the 1980s to more than 24% in 2018.
Go us.
There's different programs that have been helping
facilitate.
This is thanks to traditional recycling programs and the plastic industry's increasing use of advanced recycling solutions, coupled with industry initiatives like the Every Bottle Back campaign supported by the American Beverage Associations. These types of things help raise awareness, increase education about how consumers can better recycle plastic. So that's a big increase.
Yeah, that is a huge increase.
Oh, it's good.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right, next one.
Okay. My thinking cap is on.
It's funny. Pizza boxes are recyclable.
So pizza boxes are made out of a cardboard paper, like, biodegradable box, generally. So I do know cardboard is recyclable, so yes, I'm going to say that is true.
Okay. So most of them, so the main answer is yes, they are recyclable.
Yes!
But...
Oh.
Most of them are stained with grease and oil, which cannot be removed from the box.
Yeah.
And if the box is contaminated with grease and oil, the entire load of recyclables that you're dropping off will be sent to the landfill instead.
So they don't take grease?
They don't take contaminated products. So with that being said, it sounds like it's better to not recycle pizza boxes. If you're dropping off or you're getting your recyclables picked up and... it has a greasy box in it, they're going to throw everything away.
What if you wash the box?
I don't think you can wash grease out of cardboard.
Probably not.
You can wash it out of plastic and glass, but not cardboard.
Yeah.
So it's important to look if your item is contaminated, and you could rip off the contaminated part, like probably the bottom part, and recycle the top half.
That works.
So this next one is kind of related to the last one. So if you're not sure whether an item is recyclable, you should put it in the recycling bin anyways. I mean, if, yeah.
Well, yeah. So Judging from what you said in the last, I can take the context clues.
Right.
It's going to go to the sorting facility, and worst case scenario, whatever you threw in there is going to just go to the landfill anyway, which is where normal trash goes. So.
Right. So some items that may seem recyclable can contaminate the entire batch of recycling. So if you're not sure, one, you could do research, just look it up, mm-hmm. if this is something you can recycle. But it's better to actually just throw that item in the trash. And what you know can be recycled to put in the recycling bin.
I like that.
Well, it's important to know, because if you're like working so hard trying to recycle all of your stuff and not realizing that one item in there is contaminating everything, you've wasted all that time and
yeah,
it's going in the trash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Biodegradable items will decompose in a landfill. True or false? Fact or myth?
Well, doesn't, I could be wrong about this, but doesn't biodegradable just mean that nature over time is able to degrade it? So,
yes. So, what's your answer?
So, if it's like, I mean, so if it's in a landfill, then I'm going to say yes, because it's in nature.
Myth! It's false, actually, for the most part.
That's what I mean. Like, it can be degraded, because it's still...
It won't. It won't be degraded.
No!
The reason why is because biodegradable items break down with oxygen. Like, they need oxygen to break down.
I knew it!
But in landfills, the trash is so compacted that there's no oxygen between the materials.
So it could potentially break down, but it might take a long, long time for the
oxygen.
If it's
so compacted under all this other trash, it likely won't break down.
It'll take an extremely long time. Hundreds of thousands of years.
It said even though the materials are technically biodegradable, trash entering the landfill will never fully decompose. So always best to recycle your biodegradable materials.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So here's another one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Recycling costs a lot of money. Not for us, but for the company. But the recycling company costs too much money. Or costs a lot of money.
I mean, there's not really much. The only payout they really get is from the actual companies purchasing the recycled materials.
Right.
And I know from the company I worked with, yeah, I mean, they didn't cost anything to leave it with them. So I'm going to say it does cost a lot to run a factory. It does cost a lot. Even if you don't run a factory, like you run a solo operation, yeah, I'm going to say it does cost a lot to be a company that recycles. Am I right?
Well, of course it costs money, but compared to like the landfills and incinerators, it costs a lot less. The more you recycle, the more affordable it gets. And depending upon on the material, recycling generates revenue. And incineration and landfilling does not, regardless of the material.
No, it doesn't.
So recycling can
generate money. Sweet, sweet revenue.
So not only can you like you can make actual profit from being a recycling company, but you also save energy to the earth and to the world.
We all just want to save energy.
All right, here's the last one here, which is kind of silly. Like you're already gonna know the answer, but okay. I think it just like summarizes it all.
Okay. I'm ready.
Recycling isn't worth the effort anymore.
Oh.
Well, you know how many people say
this?
Who
says that?
A lot of people say this. I've had friends literally that
you gotta shake the nonsense out of them.
Recycling doesn't do anything.
You gotta shake the nonsense out of them. That's a myth and a half. 10,000% over 9,000 a myth.
Well, before this like episode, what was your answer for that?
Over 9,000 a myth. It's I always have been like recycling.
A believer in recycling.
Yeah.
I've always been like, of course, want to recycle, but because I've heard all of these things, I have had times where I'm like, I don't think recycling does anything. And I think it's just based on hearing these things from a lot of other people.
Mm. I guess I'm not the right person to ask because of my exposure with recycling. I know that many companies recycle and also sell recycled products and buy recycled material from, you know, so I know that it's worth it, but I can see that someone who doesn't even have any relation to that stuff might be like, is recycling really doing anything? Is it making an impact?
Right. So it has major benefits: preserving landfill space, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, saving energy, reducing water use, protecting natural resources, creating new products, supporting jobs, less contamination of the ocean and water. So lots of things and lots of benefits that recycling does. There you have it. I hope that some people learned something.
Yeah, I definitely did.
So it's important to make sure you're recycling the correct way, making sure that the items that you're recycling are recyclable. So if you're not sure, look it up. If you don't look it up, throw it away. Make sure that it's really important that the product is clean. So if you've, you know, had like a soda, you need to rinse out the soda bottle before you put it in the recycling bin. If it's contaminated, it could just get thrown away. So make sure that it's clean, that it's the right product, and then you should be good to go. Making an effort, making an impact. Is there anything else?
I agree with that. I think just some key factors to remember is be careful when throwing away small items like credit cards or plastic straws or that sort of thing, because they can get lost and overlooked and they just might be missed. So always be careful when throwing things like that away. Make sure when you're throwing away other things like plastic, you know, blenders and containers and other things that Kira was mentioning earlier, like pizza boxes, make sure you've cleaned those things out. Make sure you've cleaned the blenders out. Make sure that you have thoroughly looked through everything that you're recycling, because again, like, you know, say you try to recycle a vacuum or something bigger and you haven't taken everything out, that's contaminated and we'll just have to landfill that. And that is something you do not want to have in a landfill. So it's always important to just make sure that you're aware of everything. If you're never not sure, there's articles online that you can find. And, you know, we just wanted to educate you. And I hope with Kira's factor myth game today that you learned something, because I for sure did. And I also wanted to mention, last episode we had a bit of a mishap. So everything we've provided to you last episode about the octopuses was 100% accurate, except I provided some information about the octopus that had solved the Rubik's Cube in 5 seconds, while the other videos with the baby bottle and the hunting and all the other stuff that I provided you was super cool. The Rubik's Cube ended up being a myth, and it was actually an April Fool's joke by the people who released the video, and I fell for it years after they released it. I should have done more research, so I do apologize. There have been no octopuses that have actually solved a Rubik's Cube yet. However cool that would be. But definitely scroll YouTube and search octopus videos and search, you know, different things they've done, because, you know, they may have not solved a Rubik's Cube, but they have done a lot of other amazing things that still merit them as awesome creatures. And that's all I have today. All right, I'll leave us off with an awesome inspirational quote from yours truly, Kira.
I don't have one today.
Oh, come on. You can leave us with something. Today. I can't do one.
Why?
I'm not inspirational.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You are. Just come. You make me come up with them on the spot. You do it.
All right. Well, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to leave you with some words of wisdom.
What is it? You don't have anything?
All right. How about this? Next time you go out into the park, or you go out to Disney, or you're walking through the woods, and you see something on the ground. You see a bottle, or a straw wrapper, or, I don't know, it could be a paper plate, or a Clif Bar wrapper, whatever it may be. This is in line with the DTC challenge. Take some time, pick it up, and try to find a recycling bin somewhere.
Okay. You're just giving him homework. This is not inspirational.
Well, it is. It's like, you know, try to pick it up and find some recycling. Or even if you don't want to pick something up nasty off the ground, in your home, in your own home, maybe, you know, try to see if you have recyclable materials. And instead of throwing them out, instead of throwing the plastic bottles out, you can just save them. And if you have extra room, you can bring them to a recycling plant. Or if you want to cut down on plastic use and start using reusables instead of throwing out leftovers or that sort of thing, or throwing out plastic containers, you can save the plastic containers and reuse them every week for your leftovers. And you can tell the grocer at your grocery store to stop filling you with plastic bags and actually bring your own, like, container bags, like your own tote bags. They cost like $4 at most grocery stores, and you can use them to bring all your groceries in.
And so this is more homework.
Okay, I'm sorry. I gave you guys homework. I didn't mean to.
I think you're done with inspiration.
I am not an inspirational person. I can't do inspiration. How about this? You know, wake up in the morning, and I hope you guys just, you know, try to get a fresh start to your day. And think about recycling and just, you know, do some research on it and maybe tell some people. Just try to...
More homework!
Okay, I don't know how to be inspirational. I can't.
All you do is tell people what they do.
I would be a really great teacher. I would be a really great teacher. Here's all the homework you can do. Tell me, come back Monday.
Those are all really great things to do.
Yeah, except it's homework, and I am not... You sure you don't have anything inspirational? This could be the non-inspirational episode, because I am not...
All right, it's just an educational...
Yeah, it's educational.
Do your homework.
Do some homework, kids. All right. Well, we hope that you learned something. We thank you for listening, and have a merry
day.
Week.
Merry weekday.
Weekend.
Or weekend.
Christmas. Easter.
It's
Halloween.
August.
Whenever you're listening to this, bye-bye.
Bye.
Sayonara. Ciao.